Good morning. A Tuesday morning of a new year. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, and happy new year to you, Alan. All our listeners, we're back, and hooray, hooray, another year, a chance to excel.
Here we go.
With great cheer.
Well put. I love your enthusiasm. There are some who don't share it.
Indeed.
Nevertheless, you have to go forward.
Well, and going forward could be tough for public broadcasting. You've been talking about this. I see President Trump could slash $500 million from public broadcasting. This coming from Breitbart.
Well, of course, and we know that Breitbart has powerful influence in the White House, and it was a natural outcome from all of this. When you talk about the dissemination of news in a way in which is unhappy for the people who get into power, they try to grab it by the throat. Whether they'll get away with it, I don't know. But I think we have to expect that they will. When Ronald Reagan tried it, there were severe repercussions. And as you may remember, there was a demand that the money go to the various stations and not to NPR, which Reagan didn't like. And what happened there, David, was that a lot of people got together, not only for the public radio side, which is very dangerous as they see it for the Trump people and for others who don't like the fair dissemination of news. It was the public television side that saved it because people were saying they're trying to kill Barney. So all the money went to the public radio stations, or most of it did. Then the idea was that they would give it to NPR. We do. We get about $400,000 from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting out of a $7 million budget. Of that $400,000, we're approaching $1 million that we are now giving to the National Public Radio people. And they are always asking in one way or another for a little bit more. So if, in fact, that money disappears, not only will WAMC, who could probably go to its listeners and say, listen, it's this or we'll die, we'll probably get the money we need. And we'll probably have to do away with some of the good services that we do. I hope not. But in any case, a lot of stations around the country live on that money that they get from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And there would be tremendous harm done as a result of that. So this was to be expected. I've been saying it for a while now, severely criticized by some in public broadcasting for even raising the issue. But you got to be prepared. We are prepared, and we will go forward in every way, and we will fight to stay alive. And as long as we have you, the public radio audience, we can't lose.
From there to this headline, Republicans in House vote to curtail power of ethics office. The vote apparently comes as a surprise. Without the support of the House Speaker or the Majority Leader, the full House is scheduled to vote today, Alan.
Look, if you're going to have all kinds of ethics problems with the President and with the Congress, the idea is whoever the monitor is, and if it's an independent monitor, take that away. In this case, what we have now is something that's better than what's being proposed, which is a sort of phony Maloney thing.
Now let's turn to something that reminds me of when you quote the movie The Candidate about they've done the campaign, but now it's time to govern. And this is from the New York Times this morning. The GOP made big promises, but now it has to deliver.
It's true. The GOP, which is not the same as Trump, by the way. I mean, I think there may be dissonance. Look, Ryan and his lieutenants are smart guys. They know when the American people are going to yell foul. So here you have some dissonance between the Republicans and what we now see as a very conservative White House, despite the fact that the incoming president didn't get the majority of votes in the election and yelling all over the place that he has a mandate. Doesn't matter. Fact is, he's going to be having the power. And we already saw one example now. Take the money away from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting if he follows that. Each of those things are indicative of things to come. And at the end of the candidate, the character played by Robert Redford turns around and asks, what do we do now, to his campaign manager? And the campaign manager shrugs his shoulders and said, what do you mean we? Now it's yours. And the guy walks away. Trump is going to have a problem. You know, there are going to be millions of people out on the streets. And they are going to be protesting. And what is he going to do then? He's going to have to say, well, I can govern by toughing it out and going towards a right-wing, even fascistic model, or I can listen to people who are out there, hear their concerns, and try to bring them together. Right now, there's no indication that that's what he's going to do. But at least we have to keep our eyes open to see which way that stream is running.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan. And a reminder to our listeners, you can listen to this if you tuned in late at WAMC.org.